Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Well, this kind of started with a conversation today. We were talking about, it's a long-winded conversation, right? But we started talking about, I suppose, drug testing and random drug testing. And then someone with an email suggested that we should random test people who collect social welfare on drug testing. And I know in some countries they've done that. And it was suggested here in Ireland going back about 5 or 6 years ago, and there was murder over it, so it never actually happened. And that then led me down a little bit of a rabbit hole, and I happened to spot something online, and then I thought, ding, ding, a little light went on in my head, which happens on a regular basis, by the way. And I was thinking that over the next 5 to 6 years, because of the pandemic, of course, we are going to have a lot of unemployment. The social welfare bill is going to be expensive. And in case you didn't know, most, or should I say half of the money that we make in this country goes on the social welfare bill. And that figure had, or that bill had come down quite substantially, by the way, up to the end of 2019, of course, because we had a situation where most people were working. Only 6% of people were unemployed. Now we're going to go back to record unemployment rates probably before the end of the year when this all ends. And thankfully, hopefully it's all coming to an end soon. So we'll have a bigger bill. So how do we control the economy? How do we boost the economy? And the best way to boost any economy is by keeping the money in the economy, domestic spending. And of course, that's up to the government to provide money for business, to provide money for people, to inject money into the economy, to keep it circulating, etc., etc. But when half of the population, the working population, or a large percentage of the working population are not actually working, well, then you pay social welfare. Now, in this modern world we live in, a lot of that money will go outside the country, spent online, and a lot of it gets wasted too on drugs, which goes to criminals, on cigarettes, on which we do get some taxes back on, obviously, alcohol, casinos, gambling, all sorts of things like that. So how do you stop that from happening? Well, Australia have come up with a good idea, and they're trialling it at the moment for the last 2 years, whereby 80% of your money goes onto a cashless card. The 20% goes into your bank account. So let's say you get 200 quid on the dole. 40 quid of it goes into your bank account, and the rest, the other 160, goes onto a card. That card cannot be spent outside of Australia or used. It's like a credit card. It can't be spent on alcohol, can't be spent on drink, or should I say drugs, or it can't be spent on casinos, or it can't be spent, you know, on cigarettes or any of those things. It can only be spent on essentials. You can spend it on petrol, obviously, and paying your bills and food and clothes and everything else, but not on things that would be considered to be non-essential or things that would be addictive. And they have noticed already that it has really been very successful. And the Social Services Minister, Anne Rustin, said the programme had seen a reduction in spending on alcohol and gambling. The government had no issue with people having a beer or punting from time to time, and is why the welfare recipients get 20% of their payments in the regular bank account. But the trial has shown a huge decrease in alcohol-related crime, antisocial behaviour, and poorer communities, and a reduction generally in social issues. Now, they aren't the only ones to do it. In America, welfare recipients are issued with their benefits via electronic benefit transfer or EBT cards, which can be used, like debit cards, to buy things or to withdraw cash from ATMs. Some states have barred the use of the cards to buy certain prohibited products, including the likes of tobacco, alcohol, spending it outside the state, etc., etc. And if you try to get money out of an ATM machine with one of these cards, you can actually get a fine or lose your benefits. Boston are taking aim at what they call the abuse of taxpayers' money, and a growing number of states are blocking welfare recipients from spending their benefits on booze, cigarettes, lottery tickets, casino, gambling, tattoos, and strippers. And from Arizona to Maine states, they have been going even further on their own, adopting and considering legislation to block the use of benefits for other items deemed frivolous. Among them is porn, cruises, and psychic readings. In other words, the whole idea that, I don't need to go on, you know exactly what I'm saying here. That what they're doing is using a cashless card to pay the majority of your benefits. And you can buy anything you want within reason. You can't spend it outside the country. And you can't spend it on stuff that would be considered pointless. You can't be giving it to drug dealers. You can't be spending it on alcohol and the off-license. You will get a small amount in your bank account that you can do that with. But the majority can't be. And it can't be spent on strippers or psychic readings and all that kind of stuff. Is it a good idea? Because it keeps the money in the economy. It reduces social problems, reduces alcohol abuse, so they say, because people don't have the money for it anymore. And it reduces all those problems. And the big bonus is that if people don't like it, it encourages people to go to work who don't normally want to go to work. Because as we know in Ireland, even when we had the best and the lowest unemployment rate at 6% going back 2 years ago, we still had 6% of people in this country who didn't want to work. Now, this wouldn't apply, by the way, to social welfare payments for pensioners, for example. That would be a different story altogether. This is for job seekers allowance. All right. And I want to know, is it a good idea? Do you think it would be a good idea, instead of putting money into people's bank accounts, they put it on a card that can be restricted in where they can spend it and what they can spend it on? Because after all, the government have a duty of care to the taxpayers of this country. And they have a duty to spend the money wisely. You wouldn't think it over the last 15 months, but they have a duty to spend money wisely because it's your money. So let me know what you think. Is it a good idea to change the social welfare system whereby you're paid on a cashless card with restrictions on it? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. What a wonderful idea, Niall. That will stop those job seekers heading off to Tenerife. Well, wouldn't stop them heading off to Tenerife, but they couldn't use the card in Tenerife. No, you're right. Or they couldn't buy things in Tenerife with it, if that's what they want to do. They'd have to save the money for Tenerife some other way. Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Maybe you think it's a bad idea? And, you know, it's demeaning to people. Some people say, well, it's very demeaning to do that to somebody just because they're unemployed. Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. James, you're on Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, James?
How's it going, man?
How's it going, James? James, I mean, is it such a bad idea?
I disagree, personally.
Yeah. Why?
Because I do. I generally think there's social stigma around people who are collecting job seekers allowance. And contrary to popular belief, the vast bulk of people who collect job seekers aren't long-term unemployed.
No, they're right, they're not.
Yeah, so like me, as a taxpayer, I can't understand why I would need to have this little demeaning card. Every time I go into a supermarket, I have to take out this card that everybody knows. Well, he's on the social
welfare. No.
No, it would not.
No, yeah, I looked at it. There's a picture of the card here in front of me. It's a Visa card. It looks exactly like a debit card.
Yeah, of course it does, but exactly, they're standardised. Everybody will come to know what they are.
How will they know?
Simply by the look of the card. No, it's not going to be identical to a bank card.
It is identical to a bank card. It looks exactly like a Visa debit card.
But it'd be standardised. So as soon as you take it out of your pocket, everybody would know what it is.
No, James.
Yes.
I'm looking at it. It just looks like a standard Visa debit card from a bank.
They have a standardised colour. And they have a standardised look to them.
But what will happen is when you go to the till, if you decide to, you know, stick a bottle of whiskey in your basket, it won't allow you to pay for that.
Which I think is ridiculous. That's nanny state, and I can't believe you are supporting it.
No, I'm not supporting it. I'm asking the question. I'm not supporting it. I'm just here as a referee, you know what I mean?
No, you know, I can hear it in your voice. You do support it.
I hear it in your voice.
You do support it.
But I mean, the next 5 years, because of the mess that's been made of this country, the next 5 years are going to be vital, right? Just like the 5 years between 2010 and 2015. They're going to be vital. And the whole idea is that a lot of money is going to go out in welfare payments. And that's nobody's fault, by the way, that they've lost their job. A lot of money will go out in welfare payments. And we have an obligation to try and boost the economy again. Now, the government have an obligation to do that too. But we also have an obligation, as citizens too, to help to do that. And this will be one way of helping to do that, by keeping the money in the economy.
No, of course, you're going to stimulate the local economy and you're going to boost tax revenues. But I will come back and say, then do you not think it's slightly unfair that you can't get things cheaper online? And if people have a family full on, let's say when it comes up to Christmas time or birthdays, etc., they would order those things online because they're cheaper to purchase. Mm-hmm. So you're actually hoarding the poorest in society.
Well, the reason stuff tends to be cheaper online, be it on Amazon or whatever, is because we're not spending enough in the local economy. Because if shops were doing better, they could do better deals. But unfortunately, they charge a bit more because they're not doing as well as Jeff Bezos. And, you know, the last thing we want is a large amount of money going from taxpayers to Jeff Bezos or going to any, you know, company outside of Ireland.
Yeah, but either way, the goods are imported. I do understand your point, especially with the tax revenue, I would agree. But I just don't think it's up to the government to tell people what they could spend their money on, especially if you're paid into the system.
Yeah.
And then the government knows every single thing you spent your money on. They can literally check every single penny you've spent and what you've spent it on. A massive invasion of privacy also.
See, there would have to be restrictions on that. Although in saying that, in the trial in Australia, data obtained by Courier Mail found that the attempted spending, including 12,000 on betting and gaming, 134,000 on bars, 62,000 on bottle shops, whatever that is. Oh, what's a bottle shop? I mean, it's off licence, I assume, is it?
Yes.
205,000 from cash vendors and wire transfers. In other words, yes, they were monitoring during the trial what people were spending their money on or what they were trying to spend their money on.
Yeah, of course they were. And of course they are going to monitor people's spending habits. It'd be ridiculous to think they weren't. And
but do you not believe that we have an obligation or the government have an obligation to make sure when they're paying welfare payments, and welfare payments are a good thing, of course, to make sure that people, you know, survive and people get through a tough time in their lives. But do you not think it's fair that they have an obligation to monitor, not monitor it, but certainly to make sure it's being spent in the right place?
But the vast bulk of it all does go back into the local economy.
In what respect? In what respect?
In groceries.
Absolutely. And there's nobody stopping. Yeah, but there's nobody. The card won't stop you buying all that stuff.
Yeah, exactly. But how much is actually spent outside the economy by social welfare recipients?
Yeah, but when we see, you know, social welfare payments, and I'm not suggesting everybody on social welfare would be the same type of person that, that I'm describing, right? Because they're certainly not.
No, but
not.
Then why are you jumping to the generalisation?
Well, no, I'm not. I've just said that. I put a caveat in there and said everybody's not the same. Most people are genuine people looking for a job.
But there is
a cohort of people out there. Who goes in and out, win and out of the bookies all day and drink the rest of it?
They're very small, Niall.
Well, absolutely.
A handful, literally. But this small cohort is constantly brought every single time there's a conversation about job seekers allowance. And it's made out to be the rule.
Okay, well then what? Okay, let's change it slightly then. Let's say that you only end up on the cashless card if you're on long-term unemployment.
What's long-term?
Well, long-term would be after what? Long-term, when it used to be years ago, after your stamp ran out, which was usually 18 months.
But then, okay, let's say we hit a recession. And then we're going to have a large number of genuine people who are looking for work. But they're going to be long-term unemployed. And I can't see why these people aren't allowed to enjoy, let's say, things off Amazon.
Mm.
I understand that.
Your phone is breaking up a little bit there, James. Move to it.
Sorry.
Yeah, go on.
Why they can't buy clothes online for themselves?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you begrudge someone buying cheaper things online? They're financially strapped.
Okay, let's leave the online part out. Would you agree? Well, let's say the restrictions are only around, say, alcohol, and obviously they can't buy drugs because a dealer's not going to take it off them. But they have said from their trial they noticed a huge reduction in antisocial behaviour, a huge reduction in alcohol-related crime, and a huge reduction in poorer communities in a reduction of social issues.
But no, what would boost the reduction in crime in poorer communities would be increasing the Gardaí's budget and increasing policing.
That costs money.
Costs money, they're not trying to local populations to reduce crime to a degree. Yeah, okay, I could agree. Try change that drinking habits.
I'm going to have to fix your phone there, James. For some reason, it's just breaking up. I'm going to try and get Ruth just to fix her, maybe ring you back or hang up and you ring you back. Hang on. Let me go to Pauline. Pauline, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Pauline?
Hi, how are you? I would go with James there. I think people need to stop.
Oh, we're all really bad phones today. Pauline, are you holding the phone to your face or is it in your pocket?
No.
Sorry.
I have a headset on.
Oh, wait. Okay, go ahead.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now, yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't agree with. I think that people need to stop and think about how much of their life is in control of others, being controlled by others. I think it's just going, it's just getting worse and worse. You know, people monitoring what you buy at this, if this is what's going to be brought in, I don't know.
No, I know. I'm not saying it is. I'm only asking, would it be a good idea?
No, it would not be a good idea. Because, you know, we need to live a free life and be able to make choices for ourselves. We have to put a stop to allowing our even...
But when you say others controlling what we're doing, the money that you're... If you were on long-term unemployment, the money that you're getting from the state. So it's nothing to do with controlling what you're doing. The state is giving you the money.
After what this government has
what
done...
What is wrong with everybody's phones tonight? Jeez!
Go on, hear me now.
Can
you hear me now?
Yeah, I can. You want a headset?
Yeah, but it's where I'm at. You know, it's just not good. No, you know, we can't. What's after happening in this country with the lockdown? So many people, a lot more than ever before, are going to be unemployed, and they're And now they're talking about bringing something like this in.
No. Let me be ultimately clear. They're not talking about bringing it in. I spotted it today online. When I heard, when you hear speculators on the economy talking about, we're obviously going to be in a recession for the next few years. We're going to have high rates of unemployment, which is going to be a massive bill for social welfare. And all I'm saying is that, you know, the whole idea is over the next 3 or 4 years that we have to try and keep the money that we have, the social welfare bill, which is half the taxes we take in this country, we have to try and keep it in the economy.
Now, before Christmas, there was a 7-week lockdown in this country.
Yep.
Okay, and this is what we're talking now, we're in June, right?
Yep.
And for every single day of the 6, 7 to 42, for the 42 days of the lockdown, every evening I took the figures from the news, the 6 o'clock news, and I averaged out the numbers, the totals of COVID deaths, or COVID-related, they were calling them before then. But for that time, they were COVID deaths, they were calling them. And the average amount of deaths while this country was in level, I think, 5 lockdown, were 5 deaths per day in a population of 5,000.
5 million.
Sorry, 5 million.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, when 90 people die, I know I'm not disagreeing with you, 90 people die every day. And I do understand the point you're trying to make, and I don't want to go kind of venture into the
code. It is no wonder that people are losing. I mean, to me, it seems that it was completely unnecessary.
Okay, well, and some people believe that, but I'm pretty sure the relations and friends of the 5 people wouldn't believe that.
But I
don't want to get into a COVID conversation, to be completely honest with you, Pauline, because I'm actually quite sick of listening to it at this stage, and I don't mean that in a bad way towards anybody.
The amount of unemployment that's going to result from that, and if they then bring in a card, if it was thought to be a good idea, after putting people in this position, then they're going to monitor what they spend their money on. After they've basically made it impossible for them to work. No, I don't think it would be a good idea.
Well, okay, let's put a few caveats in here, okay? And I'm going to say this to James too. Forget about the monitoring for a moment. The reason they're monitoring in Australia is because it's a trial, right? And they're looking at how people are spending. Forget about the monitoring. I mean, if there was a guarantee under data protection that they didn't know what you were spending it on, or that nobody was monitoring what you were spending it on, that it was connected to your own bank account, so to speak, but the only thing was you were restricted in purchasing certain items, i.e. alcohol, betting, or as they say in America, strip bars and places like casinos and stuff like that. What is the harm in it? Sorry, James.
Because you know what I think, and you're an adult, you should know that you played into this system, and what if you wish?
Yeah, but you may be over 18 and be an adult, but and that's perfectly fine. And the argument people will make is, well, if you're earning your own money, will you fire away and do what you want with it? You know, shove it up your bottom if you like.
But
hang on, but technically it's not your own money. It's taxpayers' money. Now, I'm not having a go at people who are unemployed by any stretch of the imagination. That's what the welfare system is for, to help people out at a time of need. But we're talking about people who are long-term unemployed, because that's the caveat you put in.
No, you put in. You said long-term unemployed.
Well, no, that was just to ease your conscience, I put that in.
And I still disagree. I think people should have the freedom as adults that income on. If someone has 50 euros,
what's the pain? Oh, well, we've lost James's line again. Sorry. Pauline, are you still there?
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that. I keep losing people's lines. I don't know what the hell is wrong.
Can you hear?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's one of those nights. Maybe it's the good weather. Do you remember years ago in the good weather, the television used to go a bit bonkers?
Day.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
The telly go mad and your dad be hitting the top
melt.
Of it. You remember the screen would start rolling in the good weather?
Yeah.
Okay, I see the benefits, right? The benefits are that you keep the money in the economy. The benefits are, as they said in Australia, that it reduces the amount of crime, alcohol-related crime. And in America, in many states, they do it only for people under the age of 35, for example, I believe, in some states, depending on the state you're living in.
No, I wouldn't even have a store card because, you know, you go in and you're asked in a shop, do you have one of these cards? I don't know what they call them, store card or...
Yeah.
What they're doing is they're looking at what people are buying. They decide how to structure prices and everything based on what people buy, what products they're selling. They remove the ones that people are buying less of, put more of the ones they buy more of. You know, everything is being monitored. Everything that we do is being monitored.
Mm.
And it's gone too far.
Hang on. With the greatest respect, I mean, James and Pauline, you both know what I'm like. I'm not into government controlling people too much.
But that's what's happening.
And I'm not disagreeing with that completely, and I'm not into that, and you know, I've always been against that, and I've always been, you know, I always fly the flag for liberty. But in saying that, when you're talking about social welfare payments, and I'm not talking about pensioners or disability, I'm talking about a particular social welfare payment, which is job seekers, we do have a duty of care to that money.
But if you go back to what I was trying to say to you, even though I'm not trying to get onto a COVID subject, look at the position the amount of people have been put in this country by a government who are supposed to be there to do what we need them to do for us, not what they want to do. They closed down the country.
Mm-hmm. Well, their argument is they did it in the interest of public health.
They didn't do. I just told you. I know what you told me. 5 people per day, per day.
On average, in that particular period of time that you calculated. I know, I get that. And I'm not disagreeing with you, Pauline. And I don't, if I start going down a COVID conversation right now, we'll spend all night talking about it. Because I think you all know exactly how I feel about it. But getting back to the particular card, and stay with me for a second. I want to just go to Dermot as well. Dermot, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Dermot?
Can you hear me now? I don't know
what's wrong with everybody's phones. Like, there's gremlins in the air.
How are you doing? Okay.
Good. Dermot, I mean, this idea, as far as I remember, there was a politician in this country who mentioned this about 4 or 5 years ago, because I do remember talking about it. And they're doing it in Australia. They're doing it in many states in America. And it seems to work well. But James and Pauline think it's a bad idea.
I don't see why it is a bad idea. What's the harm of trialing it? Maybe not to just enforce it straight away and like it or lump it sort of thing, but definitely trial it for a certain period of time. I don't know how much money it would cost. Could they trial it for a year or 2 years and see what happens?
Mm-hmm. Now, the idea is that you put 80% of the money on the card and the other 20% you put regular into the regular bank account. So in other words, that still allows you to go out, say, for a pint of the weekend or whatever it is, right? So, you know, at least then some of it is still, you're free to do what you want with it.
Yes, I would agree. Adults that are getting it, whether you like it or not, it is adults, whether they're working or not. So you really can't be telling an adult that you're absolutely not getting as much as 1 red pence to have a drink.
That's what I'm saying. So what they do in the trial and what they've done in Australia and in America is you get a percentage, I think it's 20%, in your regular bank account, and the rest is on this card.
I can't see the argument against it. I cannot see the argument against it. I'll be perfectly honest with you. I don't see the argument against it. I would much rather see that 80% of money, even 60, 50% of that money, go to the welfare of children and looking after them, rather than buy 27 John Player Blue or a bottle of whiskey, you know? No.
Well, there you go, Pauline. Dermot doesn't see anything wrong with the idea.
Yeah, well, I do. I see plenty wrong with it, and with plenty more of the things that are going on at the moment. It's all. Yeah, I do. I think I just, you know, people need to be able to make free choices and decisions. Where, you know, we're not created to be controlled.
But no matter what way you look at life, there's always going to be a level of control, Pauline, because we have laws. We live in a society where we almost cooperate. So there's always some level of control.
The laws are not made for people who want to live a quiet and a peaceful life. They're made for those who don't, which would be the minority.
There has to be a level of control somewhere. You can't have a free-for-all that, I want X amount of money, and I want this, and I want that, and I want the other, particularly if you're getting money from the state. If the state decides to put in some sort of a thing like this, but then, if you're getting the money free, for want of a better word, I don't want to be stomping down on people that are out of work or whatever, but if you're not earning the money and it's been given to you from the state, well then, the state have a right to know exactly where all this money is being spent.
I don't agree with that.
Well then, get off the welfare then if you don't like it and go and work. Not you per se, but anybody in question. If you don't like what this system is about, then go back to work. Go to work and earn your own money and buy all the drink and cigarettes and whatever else you want.
Can I just mention during the trial as well, that was one of the benefits, Pauline, that people who didn't like the idea of it made a better effort to get a job.
Exactly.
If the government who are voted in or elected by the people, the citizens of the country, were doing their job, there wouldn't be the amount of unemployment that there is.
But there's always going to be a level of unemployment because there's we saw in the last 2019 where we had essentially full unemployment, there was still 6% of people were on long term unemployment. That's 6% of the population who just don't want to work.
Well, I don't know, but I don't know how people would freezing it. Everybody's in a different situation now, but to monitor anything, I mean, if the government were doing the proper job that they're voted in to do and making sure that opportunities were coming up for people to find employment.
You make it sound like that there's little men in coats or men in white vans going around monitoring what you're doing. Nobody's monitoring anything. You're handed a bank card, for want of a better word, a
debit card.
And there's money put on it every week, and there's nobody ringing you up saying, what are you spending it on? What are you spending it on? You can do what you want with it. You can spend it on whatever you want, but you cannot buy illicit stuff like drink, like cigarettes, things that are bad for your health. That money is designed to look after you and to look after children. It's not designed for you to go down to the bookies or to go to the pub or to buy cigarettes. It really is not designed for that. And they, as Niall says, they give you a small allowance that if you want your fags and you want your drink, that's fine. But you cannot spend, of the 100% that you get, you cannot spend 80% of it on illicit stuff. And the rest, the children go without because you want to have 20 fags or you want to have a nugget of whiskey or whatever. You have to control that. And I don't see a problem with controlling it. No problem.
Okay, stay there a second. Let me go to Jude as well. Jude, you're an Ireland's Classic Hits. How are you doing, Jude?
Not too bad at all, no.
Well, James and Pauline seem dead set against us. Pauline is saying it's another level of control of people that, you know, okay, people are down on the luck, they're on welfare, long-term welfare, and you can't be, you know, basically controlling what they're spending the money on.
No, I agree with the other gentleman there.
Dermot.
Everything he says.
First time I've ever heard him called a gentleman, but go on.
We can't fault everything he says. Actually, there's no argument against it. I have no problem with people having 100%, even 200% of control of their money. That's their own money that they've earned. But they shouldn't have control over taxpayers' money that's given to them. It's not their money. So it shouldn't be spent on prostitutes, strippers and tarot card readings. It should be spent on food for the table or for existing. You know what I mean? Living a life until you have a job. Because if you can afford all those other things, then you don't need to be on social welfare if you're spending that instead of putting food on the table or paying your bills or whatever. You know,
it's a fair point, Pauline. You know, I mean, if you are spending it on strippers or prostitutes or tarot card readers or whatever it happens to be, well, then you don't need social welfare because clearly that's a waste of money.
Yeah, well, the point I'm trying to make is that people are in the position that they're in and they're entitled to what they're entitled to. That's the way they do it here, okay? But then to monitor what they do with the money is a form of control, and I think that's wrong. I know everybody, when they earn money, they have to pay a certain amount of tax to the government or whatever way it works, you know. So even the people who are in jobs, they're being controlled as well. But to control those who are in a situation where they're on a minimum amount of money, just enough to get by, and then tell them, well, this is what you're going to spend it on and this is what you're not going to spend it on. It's just the control aspect of it I don't like.
Would you have, if you knew somebody close to you or a neighbour or somebody you knew, who was getting X amount of money of welfare every week, and you knew for a fact that the children were going hungry or were going without because she wanted or he wanted to drink a bottle of whiskey or he wanted that extra pack of cigarettes, would you have an issue with that?
I would obviously care for the children.
It's a very simple question. Would you have an issue? Would you?
I just said I would. Of course I would. I feel very sorry to get this.
Yeah, I know. You're gone all muffled again, to be honest with you, Pauline. It's difficult.
Now, can I just ask you that question again? Because this is the theory, this is the whole theory behind it. If your next door neighbour had three kids, right, and suddenly you saw the kids were hungry or they were going without, and suddenly you saw the woman getting fond of the whiskey or getting fond of this, or the man, for want of a better word, would you have an issue with the children going without so these people would be spending their money on, again, I use the thing, whiskey or cigarettes? Would you have a problem with the children going without?
Well, I find it hard to know how a person would be privy to that kind of information, but of course it would be wrong.
I'm just asking you your opinion. Would you have a problem if for some reason,
I would consider it wrong. If that's what you mean, yeah.
Well, then that's the theory behind the card. They're not trying to control people. They're trying to control...
Let me just go back to Jude for a second. Jude, there's an argument here from some people who would say, oh, hang on for a second, you know, whatever about Pauline saying about control, it's demeaning. and it's stigmatising people. And James made a point at the start, you know, that the card will become very standardised looking, and you'll produce it in a shop and they'll go, oh, he's on the dole. And it is demeaning to people.
So it's demeaning to be in receipt of taxpayers' money. For
For some people, there is a stigma attached to that.
Go out and get a job.
By the way, on a normal circumstance, I would agree with you, Jude, but we are going to have a large amount of unemployed people over the next 2 years.
Yeah, and that's what social welfare is there for. And it has to be there, because there are people who aren't working who need it, or people who have disabilities. Now, social welfare should always be there. I have nothing against that. In fact, there should be more of it there for certain people who have really genuine, say, disabilities or whatever. You know what I mean? But the thing is, people are going out of control. Even if you are not in the dole, if you get a mortgage, you have control, because the bank controls what you spend your money on, because they want out that your debt paid. So there's a form of control. You're always going to be under some form of control. You're even the law, right? There's laws there. There is a choice. Even if there's laws, you have the choice either to obey the law, or you even have the choice not to obey the law. But that means that then the choice is there. If you obey the law, you have your freedom. And if you choose not to break the law, you don't have your freedom. There's a control. There's always a certain amount of control.
Let Pauline respond to that. Pauline, you know, I mean, if you have a mortgage, you have a control. You must pay a certain amount of money per month, whether you like it or not. There's always the point Jude is making is there's always a level of control with your finances. You know, if you buy a car, you have to pay for it back. You know, you're always going to have control. You have to pay bills.
I just think that where it comes to a set amount of money, and it's minimal, I guess, that a person is given because of their predicament, that then to further interfere to the extent where you tell them what they can spend it on is a form of control, and it's wrong.
But if we're trying desperately to boost this economy over the next 5 years, the best way of doing that is keeping the money domestically in the economy.
The best way of doing it would
not be there's more money for social welfare.
Absolutely.
The best way of doing that would have been to not have these ludicrous lockdowns and put people in these positions in the first place.
That's as may be, but that's happened now. So it's a bit late now to say that now.
But to monitor them, what people are going to spend their money on, I think it's just out of order, and it's too much interference in people's personal and private life. That's just my opinion.
No, I accept your opinion. Your opinion is as valid as everybody else's. Joe, you're an Ireland's classic kid. How you doing?
Good evening, Niall. How are you?
Good evening, Joe. How are you?
I'm not too bad. Good, good.
Now, is it a good idea, Joe?
I think it's a good idea, but the problem in this country, right, if you ask people to do something like that, they're not going to do it, be honest. They'll do the opposite to what you say.
Well, they won't have a choice.
They won't have a choice, but there's some people like they're just the law to themselves. You understand what I'm saying?
So you believe it'll be abused, but how would it be abused?
Well, I think like everything else, like, you know, for the last, I'd say the last 30, 35 years, whatever, social welfare has been abused in this country by a lot of people.
Isn't that the whole point of what we're talking about tonight, Joe? I'm wondering, you know, I get what you're saying. You think it's a good idea, but it might be abused. I'm trying to think of how it would be abused. How do you think it would be abused, this system?
Like, for the last 15, 20 years, like, the amount of people, right, they're not going to be going into a big long...
I know, there's loads of people abusing the social welfare system. But there's loads of people
out there who are getting money, like, and they shouldn't be getting the money.
Absolutely,
at all.
Okay, but getting back to this card system, surely that would cut a lot of that out, then.
Well, I hope it would.
Mm. But you generally think it's a good idea?
It's a good idea, but it would have to be monitored. It would have to be monitored. Like, they couldn't just give a card and next thing they discover that whatever they're spending the card on the money on the card, where's it going to be going? Because that's what the reason they're supposed to be doing it, isn't it?
Well, so they're loaning themselves 20% of it to begin with, from what I have picked up tonight, because they're saying you'll get 80% of what we give you. We're taking back 20% and we're putting it into the bank.
Into your bank account.
Into your bank account. Oh, so they ask you to say.
So in other words, if you were on social welfare, a long-term job seekers, you would get a card, like a normal Visa debit card. Doesn't look any different. It's not like a social welfare card. You would get 80% of your weekly payment on the card, and the other 20% would be put directly into your bank account that you can spend it on whatever you want to spend it on. Drink, cigarettes, whatever you want to spend it on. But the 80% would be restricted. The 80% on the card, there are items that you will not be allowed to purchase.
I just think, in my opinion, I think that there's too much being controlled by government. and by outside.
But you keep saying that, Pauline, and I get what you're saying. I mean, I don't want to go over COVID, right? But you keep saying about control. I mean, Judith pointed out quite clearly to you that we're controlled in all aspects of life. It's not, life is not a free-for-all. It never was.
I pointed that out, actually, because we all have to pay tax when we're working and everything like that. But,
that's life.
This is the minimal amount of money that's given to people.
It's not minimal, really, is it?
Well,
when you think about half the country's economy goes into social welfare, it's not really minimal.
Well, half the country will be on it now, but that's besides the point. But no, I my opinion is that it's just another form of control, and I don't think it's a good idea. That's my take on it.
Mm. Sorry, Jude.
If there's going to be, you said, an awful lot of people in receipt of social welfare, right? There'll be a lot, yes? It's not an awful lot of minimal to be given out there. If it's that lady, they said it's a minimal amount. But if there's loads and loads in receipt of it, that's a lot of minimal. So there has to be some sort of control over how it's spent, because it shouldn't be wasted. Because if it's wasted, then people who should be getting it aren't getting their fair share.
I mean, let me give an example. Over the course of the next 2 or 3 weeks, people are going to get a text or a call from the Department of Social Welfare who are on PUP payments to come in to verify that they're entitled to the payments that they're getting, right? So in other words, you could say, argue that's a form of control, but all they're doing is making sure that the people who are getting it are actually entitled to it. Because we all know that there are people out there, and I know of people, and I'm talking to Ruth about it earlier on, who were on part-time jobs on 120 quid and now they're getting 200 on a PUP payment, and they shouldn't be getting it. They should only be getting the 120 that they were getting before. So what I'm saying is, I mean, social welfare can be abused and is abused. So the Department of Social Welfare and the state have a responsibility to monitor that, because it's your money if you're working. It's Dermot's money. It's Jude's money. It's taxpayers' money.
I think they had a bigger responsibility not to cause it in the first place with the lockdowns. But then,
you keep saying that. Pauline, but I get frustrated when people say this to me. There's no point in saying that. It's happened and it's done. And we now have to look forward and try and think of the future and be a little bit positive, hopefully, and hopefully we can get it back again. Let's hope that in the future there's a tribunal and a tribunal of inquiry about all the mistakes that were made during this last 15 or 16 months and bad decisions that were made. But look, our good decisions, as the case may be. So let's look forward to that.
And with all due respect, this has what you're saying, you're harping on from the time you come on about this. You have this issue with COVID and lockdowns and conspiracy theories and all sorts.
But I don't think she has any conspiracy theories.
Okay, but that's all.
I gave you facts. I kept the figures. And during the...
Okay, we heard it.
We all know, but that's got nothing to do with the subject we're talking about. That's got nothing to do with
it. Absolutely nothing to do with it. Well, the only relevance is that, unfortunately, we're going to have a lot of people unemployed.
And we're talking about monitoring unemployment spending. So it has a lot to do with it. It looks
We're not. They're not monitoring what you're spending. They're monitoring what you're spending it on.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
That's what you're spending it on.
With unemployment, money is not earned money.
Exactly.
It's not earned. It was given to you by the taxpayer.
And people who genuinely have families to feed and have bills to pay and do not have any interest in foregoing the looking after their kids.
Well, I can only give you from my point of view. Had I been one of the people who have now lost their business because of the bad decisions that were made, and I gave you the figures over the 7 weeks, just ordinary amount of deaths and in level 5 lockdown, had I been a self-employed person whose little business is now gone, and now I'm going to be looking forward to a handout from the government, who they are, and they're now suggesting, or it might be coming down the road that they're going to monitor that as well. I'd be very upset.
It's not a handout from the government.
It's taxpayers.
Yeah, it's handout from the taxpayers, not the government. Because all government will give out money that's given
bad
to them
enough,
by the taxpayers.
Bad enough for the
Nothing's
people who...
given out by the government. It's the taxpayers are giving it money.
The government make decisions on, I think they do anyway, on how much is given out. But that's what I mean.
That's their job, yeah. But like Michael Sinek says, hi now, I'd agree. And I go a step further. It seems like I'm reading the text a little bit slower tonight than I normally do. I forgot to bring my glasses to work, so I'm practically blind. I'm like a mole trying to read the text here on the screen. Anyway, I'd agree. I'd even go a step further by deducting rent and utility bills from the card. That would stop people getting into arrears, evicted and cut off. As for the control and tracking issues, all card payment details can be harvested, and most people are on social media and give loads of data away anyway, says Michael the Cynic. Yeah, I mean, that Michael makes a good point there, Pauline. When you're using a debit card or a credit card or whatever card, but most people use cards nowadays of some description, very few people use cash anymore, The bank knows what you're spending it on. There are companies out there that you spend money with online. They know what you're spending your money on. You go onto Facebook and all your details are up there. You go onto Twitter and all your details are there. They know all about you, where you've been, what you've done. You don't seem to care about that, but you all of a sudden you're concerned about, you know, the social welfare knowing, you know, that you might have attempted to buy a bottle of vodka.
But that's what you asked me about tonight. That's what you're
I'm just saying you keep going on about this word control and people monitoring you. So you're being monitored all the time anyway.
No, that's what the subject is about.
I know, but you're missing the point I'm making. Your argument against this is that you believe it's too much control. Right?
I do.
Yeah,
I
think, and what I'm trying to say to you and what Michael the Cynic is saying is that you're being, I mean, everybody is being monitored anyway.
Exactly.
Well, maybe they're okay with that, but I wouldn't be. And that's
okay, but do you have a debit card?
No, I don't use cards.
At all?
I don't, I actually don't.
Do you have a bank account?
I'm not getting into my own personal situation, Niall.
I'm just saying 99% of people in this country will have a bank account.
Yeah, well, then for the 99% that's their own business, what way they purchase the goods, if they go online and that kind of thing, I don't. And I'm just saying I personally don't. But the subject that we're discussing is the amount of money that's given as a social welfare payment and it being monitored. I don't agree with that. I just don't.
Okay, stay there for a second. Let me go to Padraig. Padraig, you're an Ireland's Classic Hits. How are you doing, Padraig?
Niall, greetings to all my fellow patriots.
Blow it out your ass. every time I turn on, I nearly hit the fucking car in front of me yesterday because you came on yesterday with your greetings to all my fans.
Go on, Padraig.
Well, there's a fellow patriot there, Dermot.
Well, Dermot, Padraig.
Dermot was one of the best. Listen, Niall, there's a second to yourself. But listen, anyway, meantime back at the ranch, the subject matter at hand. I think the way the systems should work, Niall, first of all, this will not be implemented in this country because, number one, the government don't have the backbone to do it. The tree huggers and the do-gooders be all over like a rash. You know that, and I know that. So, of course, it's a great idea, Niall, because the way money should work, per se, if you work for your few quid, that's your own business. But it, like you say, Niall, if you're getting money from the state handouts, you should be able to account for that. And like you said, it should be for basics, not because of paddy power, buying cannabis or alcohol, etc.
Well, that's the gist of the card. Yeah, well, now, mind you, you still get 20% in your bank account, so you can still go to paddy power or buy your cannabis or whatever it is you want to do with the 20%.
Yeah, but my beef aiming now, like, people, we all fall on hard times over the years.
We do.
And we need a handout. But my beef now, as I've said before, say it again, is a long-term, able-bodied, long-term unemployed in this country get away with absolute murder. You can play the system for 50 years and then retire on the state pension, Niall, as you well know, only about 12 euros on the person that's actually paid into the system for 50 years. That's outrageous. But look, them type of people, I appreciate they're in the minority, Niall, but you know something, Niall? People that have a problem with this card being implemented and being monitored obviously have something to hide. They have skeletons in their cupboard and they have something to hide. They're bogeys, and let's call it as it is.
Okay, so you believe that anybody who wouldn't agree with this has something to hide?
Correct.
Hang on. Let me just let Pauline respond to that. Pauline, the majority of people, as far as I can see, would agree with the idea. Now, there are some agreeing with you, Pauline. I'm looking at some of the texts.
Will they do it with pensions and...
Sorry, Pauline, can you speak into the phone? Sorry.
Yeah, will they do it with pensions as well?
No, only job seekers.
No, I just don't agree with it. That's just the personal, you know, that's just my opinion. I don't agree with it being anything being monitored. Like, when it comes to what you're buying, you should be able to make a decision yourself and say, that's what I'm buying this week and that's what I'm buying next week. And nobody's going to ask you, why did you buy two of them? Why did you buy one of them?
Nobody's going to ask you that.
Well, you just said that.
Hang on. With the greatest respect, there's nowhere anywhere tonight when I talked about the system in America or Australia do they suggest that anybody would tell you what you can and can't spend it on. The only thing is there is restrictions. And the restrictions are you can't spend it on alcohol, strippers, cigarettes, or any of these kind of frivolous things.
Oh.
They're all unnecessary.
I mean, I know all those things, let's be honest about it, are not, well, some of them. strippers, for example. Let's just take that for example. You wouldn't expect everybody to go out and paying for that with their social welfare. I don't think they could afford it, probably. But I just don't think it's right to be monitoring what a person spends, you know, that they're given to help them out. I mean, you know, people are not stupid.
Mm.
It's given to them to help them through a difficult time, but then for somebody to turn around and monitor it.
Yeah, sorry, Dermot.
You could probably count on the fingers of one hand what they will not allow you to buy. So this idea that they're monitoring everything that you're buying, they're not monitoring anything that you're buying. It's quite simple. If you go in with that card and you go to the off-license to get a nag and a whiskey, they'll say, sorry, the card doesn't, will not go through on that. If you go in to buy cigarettes, no, it will not go through on that. You want to get children's nappies, you want to get children's food, and you want to get children's clothes and shoes and whatever, you can get them.
Okay, in America, just in the States of America, for example, in Boston, I'll give you one, there's a few states in America have it. In Boston, you cannot use the card to spend on booze, cigarettes, lottery tickets, casino gambling, tattoos, or strippers. In Arizona and Maine, they've also added to that porn, cruises, or psychic readings.
It's not necessarily the people who are on social welfare or on a minimum a handout from the government who are using these or who are paying for these.
Well, that's fine, yeah, but if you're earning money, you can go on as many cruises and go to many psychic readings as you want. It's your own money, you can do it, you can shove it up your bum if you like. It's your own money.
I just think it's a step too far. That's just my take on it.
Yeah, sorry, Padraig. I mean, you know, people will say, Padraig, there's a stigma and, you know, attached to, you know, claiming social welfare in a long term. And this just basically stigmatises people more by telling them what they can spend their money on.
Well, Niall, like I said before, this is taxpayers' money. There's widespread fraud. It's in around 15%. I'll give you an example now. Last Monday morning, Niall, I went to my credit union. I went to the post office to pay a few quid off my electric bill. And there was four lads in front of me. And I've seen these fellas for years. They wouldn't work and fit. And they were talking about the bank holiday coming up. And, oh, will it get paid for Friday? Or will we leave it on Tuesday, lad? One or two of them were obviously, they were on something. They're obviously druggies. The other two weren't. But the point I'm making, Niall, they were talking about if they should collect their money on Friday, I'll leave it till Tuesday. These guys are all around the 40 mark now. I'll give you an educated guess. They never worked a day in their life. So no. they're the type of people I'm talking about, Niall. And the government refuse point blank to do something about these people. And like I said, I call them lifers. They have no intention of working, Niall. And me and you and anybody in Dermot, anybody else that's paying tax into the system is paying for these freeloaders and wasters.
I think it's going to cause this kind of resentment, you see.
But that when his resentment is quite genuine. When he hears about somebody, you know, an able-bodied person who's well able to work, who hasn't bothered this whole work in his whole life because he's availing of every, you know, benefit that's known in this country. And some people know the system inside out and they know every benefit to get. And meanwhile, you know, Padraig is coming home from a hard day's work and he's standing behind them in the queue and these people have never worked in their lives. And his taxes are paying for them.
I'm just saying, now, do we need this kind of resentment?
But that creates resentment. It's not Padraig that's creating the resentment. It's the people who don't work or don't play their fair share, isn't it? Play the game.
Yeah, I think to introduce something like this would probably create more resentment and more class difference, you know?
How would it create more resentment? If you use the card as it is designed to be used, you will not have an issue. Hello?
Yeah, go on. We listen to
you. There. I
heard a phone going on. There's mad stuff on going on with phones tonight. I don't know what the hell is going on. Listen, I have to wrap things up anyway. Listen, thank you very much indeed, Patrick, Jude, Pauline. And I appreciate your opinion, Pauline. Although I know the lads didn't agree with you there, but James did at the start. Unfortunately, his line wasn't the best. I completely agree with what Pauline is saying. I'm on social welfare for the last 5 years because I find it very difficult to get a job at the moment. With the greatest respect for you, unless you have a disability and you're incapable of working. I don't know what your problem is. Before the COVID came along in February 2019, I don't know how you found it hard to get work. Because in December 2018, or in around that time, you couldn't walk down the road and you'd be offered a job. There were so many jobs out there. We didn't have enough workers for the amount of jobs that were out there. So I don't accept that if you were able-bodied and wanted to work, that you couldn't get a job in 2018. I just don't accept it. I'm sorry. I think there was plenty of work out there. Now, at the moment, obviously, it's a different kettle of fish. But anyway, you agree with Pauline, and you believe there's a stigma there. There's a stigma attached to it. Somebody else says, not absolutely wonderful idea, but the government of Ireland will never do this. You know that, and I know that, because as Jude rightly says, it's full of tree huggers. I think it was Paul Dick actually said about the tree huggers. But I mind you, there's tree huggers in America and Australia as well, and they managed to get it done, and they're doing it, you know, and nobody objected to them doing it. Anyway.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic.